Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage their skills with our award-winning AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
When you're worried about underarm sweat and odor, it can be distracting. Like this. Or this. Or even this. It's time to silence those distractions with a spray of powerful Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Featuring our 72-hour protection and soothing 1-quarter moisturizing cream. Because when you forget about your underarms, you can focus on being unforgettable. Dove Men. Forgettable underarms. Unforgettable you.
The trade deadline is rapidly approaching. Let's discuss some targets up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Tuesday, July 16th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Chris Towers, and the trade deadline is on July 30th. Will these big names be traded, and where might they be moved to? Well, let's start with Garrett Crochet, who is 25 years old. He has 2 more years of team control. Chris, what are your thoughts? Does he get moved? And if so, what teams could be in the mix?
This is one of the toughest ones, I think, in recent years to figure out. And I'm sure both the White Sox and any team that they're talking to in trades is really struggling to figure out how exactly you should value a guy like Garrett Crochet, who is 25 years old, has thrown like 180 innings at the major league level, has only been a starter successfully at the major league level this season, but somehow also only has 2 years of club control left. Like, you look at Garrett Crochet, first year as a starter, you would think, yeah, but any team trading for him, they've got a half decade to build around him. And that's not the case here. So I think it makes it really difficult. We don't know how much he's going to be able to throw in the second half. He's thrown, I think, 107 innings this season. He had thrown 73 since going pro in 2020. So it's just impossible to know how to value him. I do think there's enough smoke here, and it makes sense to try to capitalize on his value right now, that the White Sox will trade him. I think a team like the Dodgers, given how much injuries they've had in the rotation, makes a lot of sense. The Padres have been directly linked to Garrett Crochet in the past already this season. And obviously they made the Dylan Cease trade earlier this year. So maybe that's a possible connection. And then the Orioles feel really obvious. I worry that they're not going to be as aggressive, having already made the Corbin Burns trade. They've been very quiet since then, but they have way too many guys for not enough roster spots already. This is a team that probably has 3 or 4 super interesting prospects who could be the centerpiece in a Garrett Crochet deal, who have not really had a chance to play every day. So if it was up to me, I think the Orioles would trade for him. I think he'd be great there, but there are enough questions that I can't say for sure who's going to.
What about his teammate, Luis Robert, who is 26 years old? He has 3 more years of team control, but it's been an up-and-down season, some injuries mixed in there. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Luis Robert?
This is one that seems like the White Sox should obviously be trying to get done, but it sounds like, you know, there was reporting maybe a month ago that they're asking for more than the Nationals got for Juan Soto a couple of years ago, like that kind of situation. So Robert does have more team control left. He's still very young. He's a very good center fielder. There's a lot going for him. But unless that asking price goes down, I don't know if Luis Robert's going to get moved. I'd say he's less likely than Garrett Crochet, certainly. If he did get moved, I think the Dodgers, you know, filling out the outfield outside of Teoscar Hernandez has been really tough this season. They've had a lot of guys disappoint. And then the Mariners, you know, Luis Robert wouldn't solve their swing and miss issues. If anything, he might exacerbate them with the way this season's going, but they desperately need offense. As a team that should be a contender with the pitching staff they have, and they need that offense desperately to just get to closer to average. And I think Luis Robert could certainly help them there. So those are two that really stand out for me.
Let's stick with the AL Central. Jack Flaherty, 28 years old. He's having a big bounce back season. He's also on an expiring contract. So this one seems pretty obvious to me. Chris, what do you think about Jack Flaherty?
Yeah, the only thing is just he's got this back issue that's been bothering him for most of the last month, if not a little longer. It's limited his ability to go deep into games. I think there are certainly questions about how sustainable what Jack Flaherty has done this season. And the other thing I would say is, Look, the Tigers specifically targeted him with some improvements in mind. And I wonder if they don't want to, you know, sour that relationship. Maybe they try to extend him. This is a team that seemed like they might take a big step forward this season. That hasn't quite happened, but you know, that combination of Flaherty, Tarik Skubal at the top of the rotation, Reese Olson, who we like a lot. This is a team that could be contending for the AL Central as soon as next year. And so extending Jack Flaherty, I think, is also an option. If they don't, he does seem like one of the more obvious trade candidates. The Red Sox have been linked to him. A lot of teams could use pitching. Would the Brewers be willing to make a big swing after trading Corbin Burns? They're still contending. I think that could be a fit as well.
Lastly, one of the most fun players in all of baseball, Jazz Chisholm. He's recently been moved back to the infield. It sounds like teams want to see that he's still capable of playing middle infield. We know he could play the outfield as well. Chris, Jazz Chisholm, does he get traded?
It would be sad to see him go. He's been the most fun thing about the last few years of the Marlins, but he's also been a little bit of a disappointment overall. So I think the Marlins are very likely to trade him. I don't know if he fits in with their long-term vision with the new GM. And the Yankees just seem like such a good fit here. They have a desperate need for offense. I know, you know, maybe adding another strikeout-prone player might not be what the fan base wants to see, although given that they've kind of gone all in on slap-hitting contact guys this season and everybody but Judge and Soto has fallen apart, maybe they could use a little swing and miss in their offense if it comes with maybe the occasional home run would be nice. So I think Jazz Chisholm and the Yankees just feels like a perfect fit. And the Yankees and Marlins have made enough trades over the last few years that I think there's a relationship there. So I could see that one being the case. And that would be the best case scenario for fantasy too.
As the resident Yankees fan, I would welcome Jazz Chisholm with open arms. He's one of the most fun players in baseball. I have his jersey. I love rooting for him. That left-handed swing in Yankee Stadium just feels like it would be a match made in heaven. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Podcasts. Pet emergencies can happen at any time. That's why Veg ER for Pets is open 24 hours a day, including weekends and holidays. Veg has revolutionized the ER experience for pets and their owners. Not only do you see an emergency veterinarian right away, but there's no more waiting and worrying in a lobby. You get to stay with your pet the entire time. Veg treats all kinds of pets, dogs, cats, reptiles, and exotics. Go to veg.com to find the Veg ER for Pets nearest you. That's VEG.com.